Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani, speaking today during an address to honor International Women's Day, said today's attack in Kabul trampled all human values. Gunmen and suicide bombers dressed as doctors stormed a military hospital, killing at least 30, wounding dozens more. And ISIS is claiming responsibility. Let's go to the scene with reporter Bilal Sawari on the phone from Kabul. Bilal, four attackers reportedly entered the hospital. What happened?
According to the Ministry of Defense spokesman, there were at least four attackers. One of them detonated his explosives. Three others were fighting against Afghan special forces. The fighting started from the first floor. It went all the way up to the sixth floor. And from where I was reporting all day, it was almost 200 meters away. I could see people trapped on the fourth, fifth, and sixth floors waving, asking to be rescued. So actually the World Trade Center came into my mind immediately. Mm. Speaking to doctors, speaking to special forces commanders, it seems that the death toll is quite high, and close to 200 people have been injured.
It just sounds horrific. And as you say, you could see, we're reading reports of people, you know, doctors, true doctors, jumping off the top floors as the gunmen came through. Just horrific, as you say, like 9/11. Look, the two of the gunmen were killed, two were suicide bombers, blew themselves up. But our ears are trained to think of Taliban when we hear of an attack in Afghanistan. They, of course, once ruled the country. We know that ISIS has a branch in Afghanistan that's had attacks, but is this unusual that this would be ISIS behind this attack?
ISIS in Afghanistan does exist, but they're not as strong as the Taliban, militarily speaking. I think what is important in this attack is the issue of a huge intelligence and security failure, because now it appears that these attackers were inside the hospital. No one knows if they were there a few days ago, if they were there this morning, but they managed to penetrate into several layers of security. There are already suggestions that there could have been inside infiltration helping these attackers. And this is quite a complex building. You're talking about several hundred rooms. These attackers knew the building. They knew the in and out. So I think many people are already asking for an investigation, trying to find out what exactly happened. They also posed as doctors. They were dressed like doctors. I spoke to one surgeon who said when he left the operation room, he thought he was handing over to a fellow doctor. This is when the attackers started shooting at doctors and patients, and they were at the mercy of several brutal attackers who just wanted to kill.
Well, we know there was a Taliban attack last week in Kabul, and now this attack by what seems to be an emboldened ISIS in Kabul. We'll follow that story. But Bilal, thanks so much for telling us what you saw. Bilal Sawari in Kabul.